Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know that feeling when you're stuck replaying a past mistake in your head? Like a broken record on repeat, right? Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness not just for other people, but most importantly, for ourselves. We all mess up, it's part of being human. But holding onto that baggage, that's what keeps us stuck. So, why is forgiveness so crucial? Well, it's about releasing the grip of anger, resentment, and regret. Think of it like this. When you forgive, you're not condoning what happened. You're choosing to break free from its hold on your present and future. It's a powerful act of self-love and liberation. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate the path of forgiveness. First off, understand that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's rarely a one-time event. It's often a process of letting go in stages. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs, moments where anger resurfaces, but that's okay. Keep reminding yourself why you're doing this for your own peace and well-being. Second, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. You can forgive someone while still acknowledging the hurt they caused. It's about separating the action from the person. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend accidentally spills coffee all over your favorite shirt. You might be annoyed in the moment, but you wouldn't necessarily hold a grudge against them. Forgiveness is similar, recognizing that people make mistakes, even those we care about. Third, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Maybe they were going through something difficult, or perhaps they acted out of fear or insecurity. It doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you understand their motivations and soften your anger. Ever heard the saying, "Walk a mile in someone else's shoes"? Well, sometimes that little exercise in empathy can be surprisingly powerful. Fourth, take responsibility for your part. Even when someone else is primarily at fault, there is always a way to take ownership of our own feelings and reactions. Did you react defensively? Could you have handled the situation differently? This isn't about blaming yourself, it's about understanding how you can grow and learn from the experience. Remember, self-reflection is key to personal growth. Finally, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past only keeps us stuck in a cycle of pain. When thoughts of past mistakes creep in, gently guide your attention back to the present. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations around you, and remind yourself that you have the power to choose how you respond to these thoughts. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been carrying around this huge grudge against her former best friend for years. They had a falling out over something seemingly insignificant, a misunderstanding about a shared project. But ever since, Sarah has harbored resentment, replaying the incident in her head countless times. She avoids social events where they might run into each other, and it's affecting her relationships with other friends. Sarah realizes she's stuck in the cycle of anger and bitterness. She understands that holding onto this grudge is only hurting herself. So, she decides to start practicing forgiveness. It's not easy. There are days when the hurt resurfaces, but she keeps reminding herself that it's a journey. Slowly, she starts to see things from her former friend's perspective, understanding that maybe they weren't trying to intentionally hurt her. She realizes that by forgiving, she can finally let go of the past and move forward with her life, making room for new connections and experiences. Remember, folks, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about releasing the chains of the past and stepping into a future filled with peace, clarity, and growth. Don't let those old hurts hold you back any longer. Take that first step towards forgiveness today. It might be the most liberating thing you ever do. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and start living your best life. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.